Chairman, I just want to deal with the issue of what happens in the event of termination or departure. You've been on quite a journey yourself on the question of termination. I think when you left NAB, you got to keep your options, even though they were only issued a few months earlier. Then when John Fletcher left Brambles, you let him keep his options, which was against the governance practices of today. I previously said you're the king of terminations, that if you look at all the boards you've been on, there was about 9 different CEO payouts, which totaled almost $100 million across NAB, Brambles, BHP and Southcorp. Obviously, when Brian Gilbertson got terminated, he got a guaranteed pension for life of about $1.7 million. If he lives to 100, that'll be about $100 million of our money, which will go to Brian, which is not bad for a few months' work. Obviously, when you spun out BlueScope
Stephen, can I just correct you there? The pension was a pension that had started a long time ago, and as you well know, pensions take a long time to bring to money, to be in the money. And
you bumped up his base, and then he got locked in. He farewelled on the higher base.
He did have an existing pension under his contract.
But even when you spun out,
please put the facts right, Stephen.
Okay.
Because I'll correct you if you don't.
All right. You agree with $100 million at 100?
No, I don't. I don't agree with that.
What do you think it'll be?
I don't know. I'd have to work it out.
All right. Well, let us know when you've worked
it out. Have you worked it out?
Well, 1.7 million indexed. If you know, lives another 35 years, he's been on it for 5 years, roughly 100 million.
Stephen, you'd be a great add to a board working it out like that.
Now, I'm almost finished. When you spun out BlueScope Steel, you put Kirby Adams on an open-ended contract with a guaranteed 2-year payout. Risk Metrics have just produced a report which has gone public today, saying that the average termination pay of top 100 companies is $3.4 million. There's a lot of outrage about this. Politicians are talking about it. Risk Metrics is proposing a $1 million cap in any payout. So any payout of more than a million would have to go to a shareholder vote. So the questions I've got for you, Don, are do you feel you've gone on a bit of a journey yourself and the practices are now better than what we saw when you left NAB and in the early years the Southcorp payouts, the Kirby Adams payouts, etc., etc.? Tell us what happens in the event of termination today with Marius, how much tougher are you today? And do you think if we had this $1 million cap with shareholder approval being required, do you think there would be unintended consequences where you as a board would have to pay more cash, more guaranteed cash, etc., because the guaranteed balloon payments would be legislatively restricted?
Let me answer the question of Marius. The difference between today and yesteryear is that all of these guys are on a 12-month rolling contract. And if they, unless they leave for cause, then they are entitled to all of their entitlements under their 12-month rolling contract. They are also entitled to their pro rata entitlements under their deferred shares and also under their short-term incentive plans. If they have worked for part of a year, then they'd be entitled to the bonus attaching to the short-term incentive plan. And they are entitled to the pro rata entitlement of their long-term incentive plans. And of course, none of those that are attaching to shares or the performance shares would attract anything at all unless they have met the hurdles that are there in the existing plan. So they are entitled to that under their contract, and I'm not sure how you're ever going to cap that. If you want to attract international executives to run this organisation, then that's what they are looking for, and you must make it attractive for them. So I don't know how you're going to cap it. I think the whole secret of this is getting the key performance indicators right, and I think that's where the concentration should be, to make sure that the shareholders understand the leakage between the key performance indicators and the shareholder value.